Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler.
All right, and we are back. Now, for the last three nights, we've been covering this story. I had heard, I guess it was on Monday or Tuesday, I heard the report about this boat that was sent out by the relief organization Free Gaza, who it left Cyprus, headed for Gaza with relief materials, with building materials and food and toys for kids. And, well, actually, you know what? I'm not going to tell the story. Greta Berlin of Free Gaza is in Cyprus, where the boat left from, and she joins us right now on Air America Radio. Greta, thank you so much for joining us tonight on Air America.
Thank you.
All right, I know you're in Cyprus. We don't have the best connection, so there's a bit of a delay. Can you tell us briefly the background, what happened here?
Yes, we sent a boat out on the 29th of June, as you said, filled with building supplies and medical supplies and 21 human rights watchers. And we were going to break the siege of Gaza again. This is not our first trip. This is our eighth trip. And we were hijacked by the Israeli Navy when we got close to the coast of Gaza. We have gotten through successfully five times.
Okay, but this time the Israeli Navy surrounded the boat. And during the time when the boat was surrounded, I know Cynthia McKinney, I guess, either sent a message out or spoke to somebody by phone. But what happened was the Israeli Navy boarded the boat, took the 21 people and incarcerated them. And I believe two of them were released, two who had either Israeli or Palestinian citizenship. And do we know the fate of the rest of them since then?
Yes. Two of them were released because they are Israeli citizens, but they are Palestinian Israelis. There isn't any reason for them to be held, that the Israelis couldn't hold them simply because we think that they're going to charge the rest of them with an immigration violation. It is utterly absurd, absolutely utterly absurd. They boarded the boat. They towed the boat into an Israeli port. We were never in Israeli waters, never. We never are in Israeli waters. We never asked their permission to go, and we're never in their waters. So we think what has happened is when they told us and we realized there were two Palestinian Israelis on board, they had to let them go. The other 19 have been kept in prison now since this happened. We heard this morning that the five people from Bahrain were flown back to Bahrain on a private jet. The Bahrainis came and got them.
Oh, I think we just lost her. You know what? I'm actually, you guys, don't call her back. I'm going to try to do it from here. See if I can do this, because this is this will be an interesting one. Let's see. I'm going to try to call internationally from here. Dun, dun, dun. This is live radio at its best. Because when I called from here earlier today, I had a much better line. All right. See if we can reestablish a connection here. We'll see. All right. It's ringing. One ringy dingy.
Shall we try that again?
Yes. Oh, and this is a much better line, too. Okay, Greta.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, so they boarded, the other 19 have still been in custody since then, and?
I don't know where we cut off on the conversation, but out of the 19 that were still incarcerated, five were from Bahrain, three young women and two men. And the Bahraini government was so outraged over the treatment of these five people that this morning they flew in their own private jets. And they took them back to Bahrain. So right now we have 14 that are still incarcerated, and they include Cynthia McKinney. There are four. There are three Americans now that are still incarcerated and in prison,
right,
including Cynthia McKinney, the nurse who was on board, Kathy Sheets, and Adam Shapiro. and they are all Americans, and they have not been charged with anything, by the way. They've just been thrown into jail.
Right. Now, I did read an account that said that Cynthia McKinney was given deportation papers to sign, and she refused to sign them.
That's the information we have as well. She wasn't the only one.
Right.
Everybody was given deportation papers to sign, and they protested. They said, we are here under protest. You kidnapped us. You kidnapped us, and you threw us into an Israeli jail while we were on a peaceful mission to deliver building supplies and medical supplies to Gaza. We're not signing anything.
This is unbelievable. Has there been any official response from the Israeli government about this?
Well, one thing that's been quite wonderful is that when we put this message out and told everybody, the Mark Regev and Shlomo Dror and several others in the Israeli government, we gave them their phone numbers and their email addresses, and they have been inundated with outraged people saying, how dare you do this? The Israeli government's statement, which we find quite interesting, is that we entered Israeli waters illegally, and therefore they had the right to arrest us, tow us, and throw us into prison. But we never entered Israeli waters. The way they're splicing their words is they consider the waters of Gaza as belonging to them. And that's how they're managing to spin this story, that we went into Israeli waters. We never did. We never did. We never do. And so we had one vote rammed in December. We had one vote stopped and turned back in January. I guess they realized that we're very determined and we're not going to stop. So this time they boarded the boat with frogmen, picked up some of the passengers, towed the boat to Ashdod, ripped the flag. We were flying under a Greek flag. They ripped the flag off the boat and they hauled everybody into jail.
It is so disturbing. I mean, has there been any response or any statement at all from the U.S. government?
Well, the U.S. State Department apparently so many people have been outraged over this that the U.S. State Department felt that they had to make a statement yesterday. So they had a one-hour audio conference for anybody who was interested. And they said the same old stuff they always did. You know, this area is controlled by Hamas. Hamas is considered a terrorist organization, and these people were taking supplies to help them. You know, it's the same old Israeli spin story. Nobody ever says 1.5 million Palestinian civilians are being held in a concentration camp. They have no access. They can't get out. They can't go anywhere. And the one way that anybody can deliver anything is through the sea. And what happens to the State Department and a lot of people is they tell a story with no context. So people never realize that 1.5 million people are being held hostage, and they're slowly, slowly dying. They can't even get building supplies to rebuild their infrastructure that Israel smashed into smithereens back in January. So we're not taking anything in that is dangerous. We were a small little boat. It's 66 feet long.
Right. And what was on the boat? There was building materials to rebuild, right? I know there were toys for kids, medical supplies.
We had 3 tons of medical supplies that we had tried to deliver in January, and we had been stopped by the Israelis. We had wiring. We could wire 20 homes. Look, we're a very small human rights group. Nothing that we brought in was going to make a difference. That wasn't the point. The point was is that we were breaking the siege Israel has had on these Palestinians now for years and years. And so it was a token. It was something that we could say to the Palestinians, you are not forgotten. We know you need building supplies. And we had 20 olive trees, for example. We had toys for children.
Mm-hmm.
None of those were going to make any difference except for a very small number of people. But symbolically, it was going to make a huge difference, and Israel didn't know what to do with us. Since we didn't get stopped when we were rammed and they tried to sink us, and then we didn't get stopped when they threatened to shoot us back in January, they figured the only thing they can do this time is to haul us off to Israel. But I do have to tell you, we're not stopped.
Mm-hmm.
We are not stopping. We are going to go again and again and again until the world realizes that there's 1.5 million people in a concentration camp and they can't go anywhere.
It is a very sticky situation. And I appreciate what you're trying to do, and I wanted to get another update on this because, unfortunately, the mainstream media here in the States is not covering this story, and I want people to know what's going on. So Greta Berlin of Free Gaza, the website is freegaza.org. By the way, do you know your website is down right now?
It's been down. Originally, we thought it was hacked. But apparently, according to our webmaster, we've had so much traffic on our website, hundreds of thousands of
people. Okay.
We can't do it. And he's already working on it back. In fact, I'm going to post something on right now so they know we are alive and still outraged.
Okay, great. Well, we'll keep tabs on it, and people can check in, and it'll be back up soon. Freegaza.org. And I thank you for coming on the air with us tonight and letting us know what's going on.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, take care. That is Greta Berlin of freegaza.org.